Welcome to Using Al-Anon Steps in Our Personal Lives. This series of podcasts discusses how Al-Anon's 12 steps have helped people successfully handle a variety of challenges associated with the family illness of alcoholism. Al-Anon family groups consist of relatives and friends of people who have a drinking problem. We believe alcoholism is a family illness and that improved attitudes can aid recovery. In Al-Anon family group meetings, members choose whether to use their full name or first name only. At the level of press, radio, film, TV, and the Internet, we only use our first names or pseudonyms to protect our own anonymity and any members of our family who are also in a recovery program. We speak from the heart and learn from each other in an atmosphere of mutual trust and respect. The topic of today's podcast is step one. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable.
Hi, my name is Jelaine. One of the things that really spoke to me about step one is the fact that the word powerless is used. I think for me, I really felt hopeless when I first started in Al-Anon, and really felt that I didn't have any hope and that I was stuck in this gigantic rut that I couldn't get out of. And the fact that the first step uses the word powerless really helped me kind of change my focus of the fact that I didn't have to be hopeless, that my situation wasn't hopeless, that I did have hope and needed to have hope, but it was possible to not have power over what was occurring to me. The other thing that really helped me kind of change my focus is the fact that I realized through working this step that I could only change myself. I couldn't change other people or what they were doing. And I think before I started Al-Anon, my focus was really on trying to change other people and their actions and behaviors. And through learning about Al-Anon and learning about the first step, was really able to look at what could I do to change my life and be different and do something that was in my control and to give myself some power over my life and my situation by taking care of myself instead of trying to take care of or deal with other people in my life. I find that today and tomorrow, I always go back to the first step. If I'm having a bad day or alcoholism is really at the forefront of my mind or the situation that's occurring right now, I can step back and look at it and look at the first step and say, you know what, I have hope that this is going to be better or be different, but I may not have power over what's happening to me. I have hope about this. And I can change the way that I'm looking at this situation and the behaviors that I'm having in regards to the situation to move on. And that's kind of something that I continue to fall back on to this day. Thank you very much for letting me share.
Thanks, Jelaine.
Thanks, Jelaine.
My name is Brent. I think about the third Al-Anon meeting I ever went to was on step one. And I didn't totally understand all the words that were used or what the 12 steps had to do with me getting my wife to stop drinking. But there was a principle embodied in step one that gave me an enormous amount of freedom. I can remember the first time I went to a meeting. The amount of pressure that I felt like I was under was almost more than I could handle as a human. And it seemed like the smallest thing would happen and I would just implode on the inside. On the outside, everything looked like it was just fine. And because of the way that I had grown up, I was very resilient and self-reliant and took a lot of responsibility, and particularly when My wife's drinking started to bother me. I had two young children, and I felt like I was responsible for everything. And the disease of alcoholism told me that I was responsible for when my wife would or would not drink, or what mood my kids were in. And the message that I got when I heard step one was something in the Al-Anon program that we call the three C's, which is, I didn't cause the disease of alcoholism, I can't control it, and I can't cure it. And I can remember when I heard those three C's in that step one meeting, and I walked out of that Al-Anon meeting, it was like the weight of the entire world was lifted off my shoulders. And I think that feeling of lightness, or that maybe life isn't so serious, or that life could be beautiful again when everything really looked gray to me, and the relief that I got from that and from the meetings really is the very first thing that kept me coming back. Because in the closing of my home group meeting, people share, and in the closing it says, you know, that we hope that you've heard something that keeps you coming back. And for me, it was the relief from the pressure that I got and the responsibility when I found out that I wasn't all-powerful over the disease of alcoholism and people, places, and things. And the way that I use that step in my life today has to do with the Serenity Prayer, and part of the Serenity Prayer talks about having the wisdom to know the difference. And the way that I find that wisdom is in step one, and whatever's bothering me, I just ask myself, what can I do about it? And if it's a person, place, or thing that's on the outside of me, there's nothing I can do about it. And it really helps me focus where I can do some good, which is focusing on myself. So that's what I have to share about step one, and thank you for listening.
Thanks, Brent.
Hi, my name is Patricia. And step one, it says we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and that our lives had become unmanageable. And what I had found is that I had been living with an alcoholic and actually a drug user as well for 20 years. And I realized one day, I woke up and said, I've been in a battle for 20 years. And that battle was for power and control, because I was spending so much of my time focused on my alcoholic husband. Everything revolved around this person, their emotions, their feelings, their attitudes. And I tried and tried and tried to make the situation better, to help this person. I did everything I could for this other person. And I did not realize I was paying no attention to myself. By admitting that I was powerless over alcohol, I stopped fighting the battle. I stopped engaging in this battle of wills with my alcoholic. And what a relief it was to know that I had the choice to walk away. I didn't have to continue to engage with that behavior, with that person. And to me, the word powerless in step one, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol. The other side of that, though, is that I do have power over my own behavior. And I didn't realize that I was part of this drama that was being played out. And I, through step one, realized that I have no power in this situation. And I'm learning that I have my own choices. I have power over my own behavior. This step, to me, is about acceptance. I accept that I cannot control another person's behavior. I also have to accept that I have a role in the part that I play. I'm learning about that as well. Also, on a personal note, I find that I can apply, and I am trying to apply, step one in situations and in relationships outside of my Al-Anon family. Because for me, my behaviors that I had at home, I would also apply outside the home as well. So if I was trying to control the person at home, I sure was trying to control my daughter and my friends and the situations and everything around me. I was trying to control everything. And all of those behaviors that were not working for me at home were not working for me outside of the home either. So for me, step one, I have admitted that I am powerless over alcohol, but I do have power over my own behavior when I focus on myself. And when I focus on myself, I have the freedom to be and learn who I am and let other people live their own lives and have the dignity to live their own lives. And that for me is exciting because that means I don't have to run the whole universe. I can just focus on myself, and that's all I can handle for today. So thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, Patricia. Hi, my name is Donna. I know that when I first came in the program, I really had problems with step one and being powerless over alcohol because the alcoholic in my life had gone through rehab, and so I felt that alcohol was no longer a problem. So I would struggle with the powerless over alcohol. In the place of alcohol, I put people, places, and things. Because the disease of alcoholism is throughout my family. It has shown up in relatives, in my father, and in my other family members. So I had grown up with this disease without even realizing how much it had affected me and the way I act and the way I react to what's going on around me. So when I started putting in there, I am powerless over people, places, and things. I am powerless over my parents and the way they respond to me. I am powerless over the person in the grocery store that is rude to me. Then my life became more manageable. Because before, you know, I felt horrible. I did feel unmanageable. I looked really good on the outside, but inside I was miserable. And my life was unmanageable. So now today when I start focusing on other people, focusing on the things I cannot change, then my life becomes unmanageable again, and that's when I have to go back to that first step and say that I am powerless over alcoholism and its effects on the friends and family around the alcoholics. There's many, many alcoholics out there, and they are suffering, and we, the family members, can suffer right along with them, or I choose to attend Al-Anon meetings and learn about being powerless and learn that it's okay. It doesn't mean that I've given up. It doesn't mean that I'm weak. It just means that I accept the fact that I cannot change anybody else but myself. So I am grateful that I come to the Al-Anon meetings and I learn about how I can be powerless and how it can be a positive thing. And that it is necessary for me to have a good, loving life and to feel good about myself and to feel good about where I am today is to say that I have no control over that. I am completely powerless over that person or over that situation. And I am so grateful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you,
Donna. Thanks, Donna. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about Step 1 in Al-Anon.